This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning and welcome. We have the great pleasure every Thursday of being able to chat with Natalie Beck from the Community Foundation and find out all the great things they're doing. But today is especially fun because there's going to be a big announcement. Natalie, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Brian. How are you?
Hanging in there, you know, just like everyone. We met a long time ago, or what seems like years ago, probably just a few months, as you were planning the 20th anniversary for the Community Foundation in our community and all the difference and impact you've had. And some of those plans got kind of tossed aside during the pandemic. But one of the things that we talked about early on is going to happen, and it's going to happen today. And I just can't wait because I think it's going to make so many people happy.
Yeah, that was actually in October, Brian.
Okay.
And it seemed impossible. It was that we were just so excited in October planning and working with you and your team on how to celebrate our 20th. And yes, unfortunately, a lot of the celebrations got canceled. But today, and we will share everything with you except the location.
Okay.
But we are giving a gift of wings, two sets of wings to the city. They're by international muralist Kelsey Montagu, which a lot of people will recognize. She did the Taylor Swift wings in Nashville. And this is only the third set of wings of hers in Illinois. And so we're very excited. She's actually in our city painting. She arrived Tuesday night. And so we have a press conference at noon to give the wings to the city, and then they'll open to the public on Saturday.
All right. Now, this is really cool. Now, if you're not familiar with her, and you say Taylor Swift, and, you know, such a ginormous following, people are probably familiar. She did two murals for the Super Bowl in 2020.
Yes.
The Clio in East Nashville. She's been in Poland. She did a Growing Meadow, which is at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, to help kids reclaim that space after that horrific shooting. I mean, this is a world-famous artist.
It is. And so the unique thing about all of her projects and why we selected her is it's public art, but it's interactive. So the butterflies, which are what she does, wings, they're not complete until the people in our community stand in front of them. So that's what we wanted to celebrate. This is, and her hashtag is What Lifts You.
Yeah.
And so we thought about the Community Foundation. We always, as a community, lift each other. We come back. I mean, we sure didn't think we'd be going through COVID, but it aligns perfectly with what a butterfly goes through, all the change you go through. And so, yes, we encourage people, you want to take photos in front of these. And so, you know, you'll see everything from people on bicycles, even horses, dogs, children, people in wheelchairs. They're fully accessible, but really the artwork isn't complete until you, as an individual, step into the piece.
This is so cool. I am so happy about this. Now, I know you've teamed up with some other local groups to make this happen, and we'll be there to cover it. And so people will get all of the details. We're not trying to be like vague, but you don't want to give away the location because you want everybody down there right now. I get that.
Right.
But at noon today, that will be available. People will know. And I know that this is, you know, you did this with the help of a lot of other folks as well. And the collaboration that continues to go on in our community impresses me so much.
And exactly. And I will show, you know, we work very closely with Jerry Johnson at the Arts Council and Terry at the Visitors Bureau, because this is going to be a destination. And these are custom wings. So when you see them, there are elements representing Decatur in the wings, and even the shape and the color scheme is the monarch, which is our state insect, but was selected because of children in the 1970s from Dennis School. So very much a piece of our culture and represents Decatur.
Well, I just, with all the public art that has happened over the last number of years, for us to have an original by a world famous artist, Kelsey Montagu, and to have an original Ron English. I mean, we've got stuff here that you just don't get everywhere.
That's true. I mean, we just keep stepping it up every year.
Fantastic. Congratulations. I know you're busy this morning. We'll see you at the press conference. And kudos, because this is going to, I mean, think about the joy. I mean, for years, people are going to be able to take pictures and have fun and interact. I mean, this is something that gets announced today, but it's going to be consumed by so many.
Right. And, you know, you look for graduations and all those landmarks. I think this will blow up with senior pictures in the next several years.
But, oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, it's just a very colorful background, you know. I think Kyle at Spin City and stuff, I mean, bicycles, runners, everybody will want to get their photo taken in front of these wings.
All right, Natalie, we appreciate you and the Community Foundation for all you're doing, not only in this, which is like sort of just a boost for morale, but all you're doing on the front lines for Alice families and for those in need in our community. You're a true leader. We thank you. Natalie Beck from the Community Foundation. She also, by the way, this artist, Kelsey Montagu, did the Angels in America on Broadway for the revival of that. I mean, this is the kind of level.
Yeah, I know
her. Super Bowl, Broadway.
Yeah, I know her work. I mean, I've known her work for a few years. She is on the scene. She's international. She's at the top. I mean, this is really, really, really special.
Universal Studios, the Super Bowl. I mean, United Airlines. I mean, large. You're looking at very big. And she is literally, her street murals are about how people, art, and social media kind of interact. This is the thing you want to pull your phone out and take pictures and video of. Not the bad manager at the Dairy Queen drive-thru.
Exactly right. This is great.
This gives you like joy and happiness. I am stoked.
I can't wait to see it.
Well, come with me.
All right.
We'll have all the details for you so you can, starting Saturday, be able to start interacting.
Oh, that's so cool.
Isn't it?
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.